I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
Hello and welcome to episode 53 of Hacker Voice Radio on the 2nd of November 2005. We are joined here by Onyx, who's actually currently taking some time to smoke a cigarette. Good news. Finally, the production of the cover and case of the Hacker Voice Radio DVD is finalized. We will be releasing a post-production release, and currently, for everybody who wants to know, we are listed on eBay, so we do have an eBay store currently now if you wish to bid for the DVD. Although, just to warn all the listeners, the DVD hasn't actually been produced and finalized. As soon as that's been done, we will be shipping them, which will be in the next few days. I think we're ready, we're set to go, really, as far as that goes. Do check out the forums on the Hack and Voice Radio. You will see the cover that you'll be getting, and I will be posting a link up as well. As far as everybody's concerned, you're free to go ahead and bid on that, maybe. The starting price is £15, which is the middle price that was requested by everybody from the forums. So we went all ahead with that. Although there will be a buy it now function available soon, because I've been forced to accept that that bid system as far as it goes now. So we'll have to live with that for a few days and see how we can kind of organise that. I'm pretty excited about that. I'm sure that everybody else shares the same excitement, or is even more excited than that. So excited, they're starting to get funny feelings in parts of their bodies that they usually don't get. See what I'm trying to get here? That's how exciting this thing is. So if you want to be the proud owner of the Hacker Voice DVD Season 1, then go ahead and, you know, buy one. Because everything that you contribute, money-wise, will go straight back into Hacker Voice Radio, so that we can bring you quality entertainment and news and talk, and offer a free forum for anyone who wishes to contribute to the UK hacking scene. Saying that, I will be joined by probably most of the people here in IRC on the Friday, 4th of November, for the 2600 meeting. Now, as usual, everybody's meeting at the standard meter place, which is Trocadero. I will be there from like 6:20 onwards, something like that, right about when I finish work. So do come and pop down if you haven't been there before. This time I will be more prepared than I was at the mid-month meeting. I will have some gear to bring down, some things to show off, and yeah, should be good. Do come pay us a visit. As far as news goes, man gets buggered by a dog, Microsoft does something evil, something more evil than that, and Microsoft does something good to make them look good, and that's about it. Goodbye. Thank you for listening. I'm just kidding. In addition to the DVD, I will be organising a pool fund to finance some new t-shirts. Also, something that will be probably released quite quickly, which is Hacker Voice stickers. Now, we've had an idea to offer a kind of Hacker Voice box set of season one, a t-shirt, and a few stickers. I will be giving out free stickers at 2600 meetings and stuff like that anyway. So do come along and you get some of those goodies. Anyone that doesn't have a PayPal account or eBay account is free to purchase DVDs at 2600 meetings, although they won't be available for this 2600 meeting. But from then on, I don't see why we can't sell them there and then. Something that caught my eye today is the story that we mentioned a couple of days ago about the Sony DRM installing a rootkit. Since then, it may seem that more stories of the Sony subject that I thought were worth sharing. Mano gave us a link to the Enquirer. That was a page from Washington Post. It gives a nice insight into the story, and there's quite a lot of cracks in it, and there's quite a lot of there's weird stuff. So it's best if you want to learn more about this, check it out for yourself and read up on it, because I think some of that stuff will be probably in the end user license as well, which is something that people kind of tend to not read when they're signing up to like new software and stuff. So that's just why it kind of confirms the whole open source thing, because at the end of the day, you can see what you're installing on your computer, and it stops these kind of evil companies from doing bad stuff to people. In other news, the one-off relationship between Pixar and Disney is currently on again, and in a big way. Pixar originally signed a distribution deal which gave Disney a percentage of the profits with a distributor fee of 10 to 15% of revenues. That's quite a lot when you're dealing with, like, you know, a couple of £100,000. With Pixar revenues well over $1 billion, see, when the film's jobs will be looking for a better deal, job by negotiation with a mass. But according to CNN, they might be willing to sell the company outright. But I don't think that Pixar employees will be too happy about that. I do think that, I mean, private projects, as far as I'm concerned, I'll be starting making moves on that thing I've been talking about for quite a while, which is the voice over laser. I really do want to get that done, and hopefully Mr. Ionix can join us sometime soon.
Oh, I've been here for a while.
Have you? You're kidding me.
No, I'm serious.
Ah, you bitch.
I've just been intently listening to you prattle on.
Do you know how hard it is to do this thing by yourself?
Yeah, I can hear you start to sweat.
Yeah. Because I was going to say something rude about you, and then you started talking. And...
Oh, if only I'd been silent another
moment. Yeah, no, I'm joking.
You're like, you bastard! Yeah, that Sony thing, installing rootkits in their digital rights management software. Uh-huh. Bad Sony, bad.
Bad Sony. Yeah.
And the hackers are the evil ones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for
That's
shame.
Why
for
you
shame.
Have to protect yourself with Hacker Safe.
Sony owned your box.
Yeah. I thought the funniest quote from Bin Rev, apart from all the stuff that we were talking about last night from Strom, was Fears, where everybody knows your docs. Do you remember that one?
No, I don't.
You know, Cheers.
Yeah, yeah, where everybody knows
your
name.
Yeah, they had a spoof image of that, but it said Fears, where everybody knows your docs. I thought that was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's obviously that Sony thing is taking digital rights management too far. Really too far.
Yeah.
Like, I guess digital rights are one thing, and I think we all know how we feel about that, but actually taking it to the point where then Sony has access to your box. Bad Sony.
Yeah.
Bad Sony.
Well,
like consenting to buying something from them, you consent that they can manipulate all of your stuff however they want? I think not.
I don't know. If I had £1,000 and I had an Ichibo or whatever the fuck they're called, you know, the Sony dogs, I'd be kicking it really hard now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know those things? I bet they've got like some sort of DRM shit on them, and like they like, I don't know how they upload their stuff. Like, I'm sure they've got like an internet link, like Bluetooth or something, to your machine, and it just like records everything it sees and then sends it off to Sony. Can you imagine if like the guy wasn't using an actual real dog to bugger himself? He used an Ichibo, what the fuck they call?
I have no idea.
Oh man.
That's pretty bad. Let's see.
So how was your cigarette?
Oh, it was lovely. Just as I remembered. The Missouri Department of Transportation is negotiating with private contractors to monitor the movements of thousands of cell phones on their highways.
Wow. Okay.
They're doing this to be able to, well, supposedly they're doing this to be able to monitor traffic on highways.
Uh-huh.
Scary.
Why can't they just, like, install traffic cameras?
I guess this is cheaper.
Yeah, it would be. Because the infrastructure is already set up.
Yep. And, you know, it's the consumers who would then be buying stuff to be able to, you know, be tracked.
Mm.
But, I mean, you know, what's to stop them from doing it everywhere?
Yeah.
In an attempt to be able to track foot traffic in major cities.
Mm.
Major cities could be tracking your every movement.
Sure.
And then linking your cell phone number to your name. And social security number. And everything else.
Fantastic.
Bad Department of Transportation. Naughty, naughty Department of Transportation.
Hmm.
Do you think
we should sign up with Scan Alert?
That would be funny. I wonder what they charge. Yes. Please protect our site from ourselves. We can't be trusted.
Yeah. It doesn't even say, like, where to sign up. Oh, okay.
I found
up.
It really interesting that they're running Microsoft Server 2003 with an open FTP port. Just one of those things. I don't know.
I
took the liberty of, you know, taking a look into it.
Mm. I wonder if we'll, like, get denied.
Yeah. It would be very funny. You know what we should do is we should just copy that little logo.
Yeah, just stick it on there anyway.
Stick that on the front there. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, it's $149 a year to be certified hacker safe. Oh man,
the irony.
The irony.
Killing me.
But,
oh man, that'd be just too much. Mm. We should just throw that up there anyway. Just copy and paste the image.
Yeah, definitely.
Put it on our splash page
and link it back to their website.
I think we should link it to FinRev.
Yeah. That's our verifying authority. I mean, could you imagine if hackers started their own, like, VeriSign service? That would probably be the most trusted verification system.
They would be accurate anyway. Nobody would, everybody would be like, you're vulnerable.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You're vulnerable, yeah.
Yep, you're vulnerable. No, I didn't even have to look into it. You have a webpage, right? Yep, vulnerable.
So, basically, they conduct, penetration testing by CISSP certified staff with a secret level of government clearance. Ooh. Automated and manual discovery and exploration of vulnerabilities. Automated compromise system with tag or copy of relative data. Comprehensive report covering and vulnerability assessment, penetration procedure and details, and remediation assistance. Yeah. Our penetration testing services is expert-level, hands-on hacking. This means to identify and exploit all possible vulnerabilities in your network. Every detail of information is gathered from this network under attack. The type of hands-free... Yeah.
Insane. Hey, we should start up our own service.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
The Hacker Voice Certification.
Yeah.
Your site has been certified to not have anything interesting on it that any hacker would even remotely want to look into.
Precisely.
Congratulations on being boring.
Yeah. Goodbye, hackers. Hello, customers. It just doesn't make sense, man. The entire thing is void of any, like, I mean, they're using a template for starters for an entire website. Yeah.
Yep. TC is complaining that I'm not loud enough.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Speak up, bitch.
Yeah.
How about now? Ah, well, you'll tell us in like.
No, I got. I don't know. We'll have to ask him. Let's see. Oh, in Los Angeles, they have a post-gasoline car goes for a test drive.
Yeah.
They're actually renting out a hydrogen fuel cell automobile for $500 a month for people to test it.
Right.
Their thing for charging for it is they said that if it was free, they didn't think people would take it as seriously, but if they're paying for it, then if they have a problem with it, they're damn well going to tell somebody about it.
Mm.
Honda makes it.
Right.
The FCX. The car is worth about $1 million.
Yeah.
Which kind of begs the question why somebody doesn't rent it for $500 and then sell it on the black market. But
exactly. There was mentioned for like mobile devices and stuff that they're gonna have this mad fuel cell. Like laptops, mobiles, PDAs.
Powered by hydrogen.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Mm.
That would be very cool.
Yeah.
Wouldn't need thermite to blow up your hard drive anymore.
Exactly. Just like pierce it with a pin or something. Like, or short circuit it, I guess, you know, it could spark it and it'd blow up.
Kaboom!
I hope people are liking this background music. Can you hear it?
Faintly.
Yeah, okay. That's good.
Testimonials.
Sounds like
some ladies in harmony.
Yeah. Oh man, there's like a video testimonial of this dude talking about how good their hacker thing is.
Oh no.
We haven't been hacksawed in the past 6 months.
What website is that?
There's loads of them.
Sounds like he's complaining.
Yeah. They're fucking shit. We got thousands of scans just after we put that logo up on our site.
Yeah. For some reason, hackers seem to think that it was a challenge.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like the most ridiculous thing to put up, like, hacker safe. Oh, yeah, that's really not going to motivate somebody to peek and poke, is it?
Yeah, really. Yeah. Oh, hell.
Yeah.
Silly, silly people. Well, it's amazing, you know, if you can make somebody fear something enough, then you can make them buy something.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, yeah, that's very true.
Pain in the ass.
Mm.
That's why I need a doomsday device.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody can be properly respected without at least one good doomsday device.
Mm-hmm. So, have you had a good day today?
Oh, yeah, today's been a lovely day.
Yeah.
I slept in, set up some things on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just basically going about my stuff. Did a little bit of sticker design.
Yeah. I had a pretty good day as well. It's quite good, surprisingly, because the weather was fucking shit today.
Oh, it's been gorgeous here.
It's just been
a little colder than yesterday, but nice and sunny and still fairly warm for the beginning of November.
Yeah.
So did you take the time to decode the binary on that second sticker I made?
Oh, no, man, no. It was kind of hard to see, so I didn't really... What is it? ASCII.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, there's loads of it. Probably says, like, Hacker Voice Radio owns you or something like that.
What's that?
Elite. So it probably says, like, Hacker Voice Radio owns you and Ionix is elite or something like that.
Yeah, it says Hacker Voice Radio, PWN, space JOO. Or J00, really.
Yeah.
Very good guess. Yeah. You do read binary.
Yeah.
It's just subconscious.
Exactly. I do like the Free Your Mind one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, as I was saying to people, I don't know if you were outside smoking, but we should get the stickers out sometime soon.
Yeah, I imagine.
And, I don't know what Planet's doing at the moment, but, we're going to have to start pressing these DVDs.
He was taking a look at the forum.
Yeah.
Like a half hour ago or so.
Really?
So he's around.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess he's busy or something.
I don't know.
Must be pretty serious for him not to be on the show.
I guess.
Yeah. Just need to find a website now that does stickers. Nice cheap one.
Yeah. That'd be fun. I think TC said he was gonna print up some.
Oh, really?
Maybe not print them as stickers, but like just print them as little flips of paper or something.
Cool.
And hand them out. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's another one.
Yeah, I guess that
he's
would
in the forum. Why doesn't he give you a call?
Yeah, well, because his thingy keeps on crapping out.
Oh.
Yeah, it sucks.
Damn him.
Skype, his Skype sucks.
Oh, Skype. Yeah.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm not really thrilled with that product.
Really?
No,
well,
no,
it's free.
It hasn't done it for me. It breaks a lot.
Yeah.
It just seems you're so much better going through a voice over IP provider and then just using a soft phone.
Sure.
Or, you know, dare I say, like an ATA or.
Oh, guess who's decided to pop online?
Oh, boy.
Oh, dear.
There he be. Should I try and kick him?
No.
Kick man?
Oh, by the way, to anybody that's listening, we just lost the stream there for a second. My Winamp crashed. I don't know why. So. Just so you know.
Well, hopefully Planet will be joining us momentarily.
He should be. I'm just going to call him now. Hello.
Hello.
That was a long wank.
There's no such thing as a long wank.
How's it going, man?
Not bad. Yourself?
Yeah, I had a pretty good day, and it's getting better by the minute.
Cool. Why? What's been going on?
Well, I did something really good at work today, and also you surprised me in a good way with that post. And I might surprise you as well now. If you check out eBay and Google eBay, Google, bam, damn, bad brain. If you search Google for Hacker Voice Radio, you'll find that we're listing on the Hacker Voice DVD Season 1.
Holy smokes. If I check Google...
Sorry, if you check eBay, search
right,
eBay for okay. Hacker Voice Radio.
Right, let's look and see. Oh, fucking hell, yeah, there it is. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
Actually there.
Yeah.
That's just weird seeing it on eBay.
I know, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I finally opened up an eBay account.
Right.
So, yeah.
Good stuff.
Excellent.
Wow, cool.
I just love it when a plan comes together.
Ba 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 ba
dum 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 dum. I'm pity the fool. This does not have Hacker Voice Radio.
that brings back some memories.
Shut up, fool.
Yeah, so how's your day been?
Not bad. Long is how I think I would describe it, hence my late start tonight on the show.
Yeah.
But yeah, good. I managed to get some free time, get that done, and get some of the shows organised to actually go on the DVD, so we're almost ready. Start taking orders, and then we'll be shipping by the time this is over.
Yeah.
You know? We're ready to rock.
What's the kind of ETA on that thing? Because we still need to do our little introductory thing, don't we?
Yeah. We'll do that whenever you're ready, really, mate.
Yeah, I'm ready to go anytime with that.
Cool.
Probably, let's say, this weekend or something.
Yeah, I was just about to say the same thing.
Yeah.
That's cool. We'll set some time aside Saturday or Sunday and
cool. Put
some bonus content on there.
Yeah. Mm. How do you feel about that, Ionix?
Sounds good to me. We can, let's see.
What and what?
Yeah. This weekend will be good. I'm trying to think. I don't have my work schedule with me. Let's see. I'm thinking that... I have to work. We can do it, early afternoon for you guys on Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I'm working, like 1 to 8 on Saturday.
Okay, that sounds fine to me.
Which would be like 6 to 2.
Yeah, I'm good. Just let me know.
Just drop me an email. Drop us an email, and we're good to go for that.
Yeah, cool. We can also toss in all those little voice clips that I made.
Yeah.
For station identifiers. And
yeah.
Live in the field. Stuff
oh,
like
for
that.
Real?
But
yeah, definitely.
Do a bunch of different stuff with that. Planet, did you hear any of those? Hello? Did you hear any of those? Like, station identifiers and things?
Planet?
Sorry, I wigged out there a bit. Station identifiers, no. I don't think I did.
Ah. Let's see if this is going to behave. I might be able to show you one right now. Alright. Is that coming through at all?
No, I can't hear anything.
No, it went very mute there for a bit.
It's because I clicked mute.
Nothing.
If ever you ask me a question and I'm not responding, then I'm sitting here going, I can't hear anything. Yeah. I'm not being rude, I swear.
No, we can't hear you playing that back.
Oh, all right. Let me just give it one more. And sound quality is probably not going to be great.
Okay.
Considering I may have to do this, but we'll see.
Whoa. Planet, could you mute your mic input while he plays this, because I think it's because you're drowning his thing out with that background noise. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, did you hear me say anything 2 seconds ago?
No.
That's me on mute then.
Okay.
Here's what I'll do. We'll continue on with what we're doing. I'm going to email it to Belial real quick.
Oh, cool, okay.
And then you can play it. Because the audio input for the wave is just not working for me.
Okay.
I don't know why. It was working fine before.
Mm. Cool. I'll be expecting that.
All right.
Oh, looks like Spry is saying thanks for dropping the bitrate so we can fit more episodes onto his MP3 player.
Cool.
It's not a problem.
Very welcome.
Yeah. It's pretty easy. All I had to do was just press the down button on my recording thing and it would do lower bitrate. Didn't take a lot of work.
Cool bean.
Okay, so any news apart from dogs having sex with drunken people? That gave me a laugh.
Holy shit!
Whoa! Oh man, that's cool. That hurts.
God, what the fuck was that?
I don't know.
Aliens?
Sounds like he's entered the Matrix, man.
God, freaking ears. I think I just nearly killed myself.
Oh man.
Oh, that hurts.
Damn. What was that?
I can't believe that. I have no idea. I didn't see it. It just started beating back like...
Yeah. Weird. I don't know why there's just so much interference coming... from you, Planet. I'm even starting to believe that it's not anything to do with your computer.
Okay, I tell you what, I'm going to keep talking while I turn the gain down on the mixer, okay. And then you'll be able to see that I am getting quieter.
Yeah, no, it's still there. It stops when there's no nothing coming from you, like if I'm speaking. Then it stops, and then it comes back again. Can you put yourself on mute for, like,
Yeah.
About 5-6 seconds, just so we can sort this out. Just want to.
No
see.
Problem.
Okay. So I'm guessing now you're on mute, and I can still hear that noise, even though you're on mute. Yeah.
Google
I can't
Talk.
Hear it now. I can't hear it now. Yeah, I can't hear it now. No, I think he's put on mute on now, which is probably what's happening. So, okay, so it's not Gmail. It's got to be that high gain mic that's feeding that background noise through. So you can unmute yourself now if you want.
Yeah, I think I'm picking up some kind of extra interferences. I'm going to have to rip the mixer out and totally rewire it until that's dead.
Yeah.
There is something on the level amount, a teeny tiny little amount, but that must be what it is, which is a forecast.
That's right, yeah, it's got to be that. Ooh, something happened. We're not. Ooh. yeah. And back again.
That's something.
Yeah.
So that's the actual line into the computer. Didn't know what that was. No, that's still there. Fuck, that's going to take a bit of a rewiring, I'm afraid.
Ah, well, never mind. I guess we'll sort it out by the end of the week or something.
Yeah.
Cool, okay. Let's see what we're like on time. Oh, only 36 minutes in. So have you got any news or anything like that?
There was a little something that caught my eye today,
mm-hmm.
which is a Hugo Award-winning science fiction author called uh-huh. James Patrick Kelly
right.
is going to podcast his new book.
Right.
It's a short novella that's not been released yet, and he's going to be reading a chapter per week.
Wow.
Even before it's released.
Wow,
it's kind of an experiment as to what it would do to the sales and if it would piss people off or if it would generate a lot of good feedback and publicity about it as well. Mm. Or who knows? So
it's quite interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool, brave move.
I don't see it in any way doing anything to piss people off. I mean, in all essence, you could read the book out and it's a completely different thing, if you see what I mean. Let's say you sold the kind of audiobook and then you put it online for free. That would piss people off. But because it's a different product, somebody's putting something in to read the content, record it and everything, I guess it shouldn't be too much of a problem. But yeah, I'm all for that because it's...
it'd be interesting to see how it works out.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing with Last Light, you know, you're free to download the entire season. But if you want to buy it, you know, go ahead and buy it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. I'll be playing that sound clip shortly. And maybe we'll get Ionix back as well, because he has actually dropped off.
He's wigged out, yeah?
Yeah. Right, let's play this, see what it sounds like.
Hey you. You sound bleep. You are listening to Hacker Voice Radio. Yes. Yes. Oh yes. Yes, baby. Oh. Yes, yes, and having a buffer overflow. Hacker Voice Radio does it to me every time.
Hello. Yeah, I've got that running on the stream, actually. I don't know if Planet, you've heard it before.
No, it's the first time I've heard it.
Yeah, cool. I don't know if you can hear us, Ionix, but we can't hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, cool. We can hear you as well.
Yeah, I'm experiencing technical difficulties.
Nothing new then.
Afraid not.
I see you've changed codec.
Yeah, it apparently decided it wanted to change codec on me. Okay. Using the U-Law instead of the A-Law.
Yeah.
Don't know why.
You tried GSM?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Huh?
It's not a great one. Right now it automatically selects codec.
Oh, right, okay.
So I just get to choose which one I want on the list, and then it chooses the one that it finds the most efficient.
Right, okay. Well, I guess this it found that the most efficient at the moment.
At the moment, yeah.
Well, you're coming through loud and clear.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, I'm pretty much out of content and out of things to talk about right now.
All right, well, I just one more. The GNU Step has released GORM. It's a graphical object relationship modeler.
All right.
And it's basically a custom interface design, which is supposed to make KDE and GNOME obsolete.
Yeah.
Because it allows you to actually control every aspect of your user interface.
Sure.
And to customize it in any way that you see fit.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Including windows, menus, buttons, labels, sliders,
so
tables, text fields, browsers.
That's actually been released now.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I believe it was released today.
Yeah. I'll definitely be checking that out, yeah. Definitely.
Oh, it was released on October 29th.
Oh, okay. Yeah, definitely be checking that out. I'll be bringing down my Debian DVDs if anyone needs any help or installation or wants to switch to Linux on Friday. I'll be bringing that down, so just so everybody knows. And it'll be good to see everybody again. At the 2600 meeting.
What's the time and location for that tomorrow?
It's going to be standard location, Trocadero, and the time is from about 6 p.m. onwards.
Good stuff.
Yeah. You're not coming?
No, I won't be attending, I'm afraid.
Oh, damn.
I'll probably take the time to rip this mixer apart and find out what the bloody hell's feeding back on.
Yeah.
So if I can fix all that, I might try and do some kind of show, but if not, then I'm just working on improving things for the next one.
Cool, okay. Yeah, so we can get a nice good quality for the thing that we're going to be doing on Saturday.
Exactamundo.
Yeah. Cool, well, unless somebody has anything else, I think this is a healthy time to close off the show.
No, I've got nothing else.
Nothing really, just that old David Blunkett's walked out.
He's what, sorry?
David Blunkett's resigned.
Oh, has he? Okay.
Yeah, he's allegedly resigned, anyway, for the second time within a year.
Right.
After a meeting with Tony Blair. So, obviously, they had a meeting.
Yeah.
And Blair said, you can either resign, or I can kick you out.
Yeah.
He said, oh, I've resigned. Nutcase, this bloke.
Yeah.
This Looney Tune was behind the ID cards back when he was the Home Secretary, and now Charlie Clark's taken over.
That's right.
He's probably worse, if anything, I think. So...
He's like a little fucking I know. It's I'm glad the guy's out in some ways.
yeah.
But then again, he's replaced by another asshole, so there's not much you can do.
Yeah.
It's lose-lose.
Yeah.
Welcome to politics.
I just want to say I'm glad to see him go.
Bye. Yeah.
Don't come back again.
Yeah, don't let the door hit you on the way out. Okay, so I think I'll be saying goodnight. It's goodbye for me, and I'll see everybody, well, tomorrow. And I'll see everybody at the 2600 meeting on Friday.
Cool.
Okay, cheerio from Planet Lave as well. Don't forget to check out our new eBay item.
Exactly, I'll be posting a link on the forums for that.
Sweet.
Yeah. just to stress right now, if you do bid on it and you win the bid, you probably won't be getting it till about, I don't know, is it safe to say end of next week is the kind of final release of it?
Yeah. That should be plenty of time.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a 7-day listing anyway, so it should give us plenty of time to finalize the release and so on and so on.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I just want to say thank you for everybody who's contributed to it, including Ionix, SCOBY, Planet, and everybody else who kind of chipped in and did something to contribute to the release of Season 1. So, yeah. You can pat yourself on the back.
Ow, it hurts!
Okay, well, I'll be finishing off with some DJ hype, drum and bass, and yeah, good night.
Good stuff. All right.
See you tomorrow.
Back real soon.
Bye bye.
Cool.
Bye.